Time for a market update on the peanut world. We're now showing that there's only 409,000 tons of peanuts left in the market loan this year. That's from the old crop. They have to be sold out by the end of October. It appears now that there's about 143,000 tons in the October edition. But they're showing now that we have sold out about 1,860,000 tons of peanuts out of the loan, and those others are expected to be redeemed by the end of the year. Checking on the PLC payment, farmers are now getting ready to start figuring up if they will get a PLC or price loss coverage payment from last year's low prices. The payment will be made in October based on the low prices of 2016. Farmers qualify when the reference price, which is $535 per ton, is higher than the average of all peanuts for the season, provided the farm has a peanut base poundage on that farm. Last year, 2015, the average price of peanuts was $386 per ton nationwide, and the PLC payment qualified for $149 per ton, and that only applied to 85% of the base on the farm. The average today, if it was taken today as an average, they just published out the month of May, and it was $388. And it would appear now that the 10-month average is $386 again. That means there would be a PLC payment for farmers with a peanut base of about $149 per ton. There will be a sequester for a budget reconciliation, which will reduce it a little bit, but farmers should be proud of that. It'll be coming out in October, and a lot of financiers are waiting on that from this past year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.